Well, hello guys, and here's Femon and sports again. Well, according to the news item, this Femon has been dubbed the most beautiful footballer. Oh yeah, did they do a sort of pageant or something? Did they get all the female soccer players and football players and then sort of do a beauty contest and she won? No. So, it's not true, of course. But it does make the story about her and not soccer. The looks don't come into it. Now, let me tell you something about soccer that you younger guys may not know. You wouldn't, would you? You weren't there. I was. When I was a young man, I was in the UK. And of course, at school, we played soccer, which is basically football. We also played down the parks as well. In fact, anywhere there was a spare piece of land. And there was not one rule or regulation that stopped Femons playing soccer. They weren't shamed into not playing soccer. The fact is, they just didn't want to play soccer. There was the odd Femon that did, but very, very rare. And they were usually of the tomboy sort of thing, you know what I mean. What got Femons interested in soccer was they kept on seeing these soccer players driving around in these Ferraris and Range Rovers and hearing how much money they were getting. And that's why, and the only reason why, Femons got interested in soccer. When you talk to a male soccer player, it's pretty damn obvious they love the game. But not so much with Femon soccer players. It sounds more like a vehicle they're using, just a means to an end. They usually talk about themselves, and not the actual game. And this story has made it about her looks, when it should be, can she kick the ball? Can she score goals? You see, Femons thought that they could get into a football outfit or a soccer outfit, get on the field and get all the money. It's not quite that easy. A lot of female soccer teams are subsidised by male soccer teams. Many years ago, when soccer players were playing in the professionals, they hardly got any money for it. And if that was the case today, Femons would still not be in the soccer teams. I've talked to a few soccer players, Femons, and you can tell they don't actually love the game at all. And usually when the game gets tough, the Femon soccer player gets going and leaves. At least, that's the way I see it. Of course, no real Femon will admit to that at all. Now look at that horrible person, Megan Rapinoe. She caused drama and chaos and tried to make it all about her. And she wasn't a very good football player anyway. Average, at best. Did she love the game? Didn't look like it. It looked like she more like loved herself. Let me know what you think of this topic, guys. Now you take it easy now. And why shouldn't you?